T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour of the Power Hour. G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Gavin Dawson, he's probably out right now in the streets of Sunnyvale in his Mike Myers attire with the mask on and everything, taking the kiddos out trick-or-treating. We love you, General. We miss you. We'll see you on Monday. If you missed any headline news, well, Mike Maddox, he said bye-bye to the Texas Rangers, and I'm heartbroken. He's going to take his talents to L.A., as he's now going to be the pitching coach of the Angels inside the American League West. Where do we go from here? I don't know, but I'm not happy about it. Jags, Travis Hunter, he's going on IR. ACL intact, that's the good news, but they're going to continue to monitor the severity of that. He's going to be out at least 4 weeks. Did not sound good. Non-contact injury in practice. Cowboys still looking at trades. We had Jerry and Steven on our station today. I think they're making a move, fellas, and it's going to be for somebody, as Steven noted. It'll definitely be a defensive player, but I think they're swinging for a big fish. We'll see if anybody can play ball with them. Anthony Day-to-Day Davis, he's back to being day-to-day. He's not going to be playing tomorrow, Mexico City, when the Mavs are taking on, who the hell are they even playing?
Detroit.
Detroit. Thank you, Brian. Total brain fart. That's a Peacock game, by the way. 9 o'clock tip tomorrow night from Mexico City. And game six of the World Series, Dodgers, Blue Jays. Blue Jays looking to win the World Series tonight. Shohei Ohtani will not be pitching out of the bullpen. George Springer is back for the Blue Jays. Mookie Betts is going to be batting cleanup for the Dodgers, and if they win, everything on the table tomorrow for Shohei could be the opener, potentially, and Arch Manning going to be a game-time decision tomorrow for the Texas Longhorns as they take on Vanderbilt. We do have Blake Elliott, who has decided to grace us with his presence after he thought that, the Tampa Bay Lightning played in Toronto yesterday.
Come on, man. I got it confused. Tampa Bay Lightning.
Why are you wearing a Canada jersey? And what happened to Monica Lewinsky?
He's wearing a Gretzky jersey. He's Wang Gretzky.
Come on, man. I'm a Canadian today. It's Halloween, baby.
What the hell are we doing? All right. Thank you so much, Blake. We'll talk with you.
Looks good, Blake. I like those goggles. What,
so you pivoted? No, Monica?
Did you get the pink eye like Tua?
My PR people got in touch with me and said it wouldn't be good for sponsorship. So I decided to not do that costume. But it's still alive in my head. Still alive in my head.
As long as it's alive in your head.
You don't want to screw up all those endorsements. I get it.
We love you.
I get it, Blakey.
I think we got Blake and the three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold in the house tonight because Fred's going to watch his son play high school football. Let's do it. Without further ado, it's the 2025 G-Bag Nation Candy Draft. 877-881-1053. Grade us as we go along. Brian Broaddus went through the room, and we each picked a number. Looks like Brian is going to be drafting first.
Yes.
I will be drafting second. Eric Chiafalo third. And then Lucius Alexander will be drafting fourth. We will do this snake style. So, Lucius, you will get back-to-back picks. After you take your first pick, you will get to start round two. I think we go Mount Rushmore here. We each get our team of four, our core four. And then afterwards, we'll let the Tolos decide who they think ended up with the best draft. So, with the first selection in the 2025 G-Bag Nation Halloween Candy Draft, Brian Broaddus, take it away.
Give me the Nestle Crunch Bar as number one,
please. Holy balls. He goes Nestle Crunch.
Yeah.
Sneaky pick.
Yeah.
Grade the pick immediately.
I'll tell you what, I love the fact, like we were talking about it, I love the fact with the chocolate, with the rice kind of in it, with the crunch.
The texture
of it. So, yes, give me the Nestle Crunch, red, white, and blue wrapper one.
Did we all have the Crunch Bar on our big boards?
I did.
I love the Crunch Bar. Yeah.
I know, Lucius, that might have been your number
Lucius,
one
overall what, you player. Said that was your number one. That was your top seed?
When I was younger, yeah. It had to be like the little chocolates with the bumps on the back.
Yeah. Mm.
Damn. Good sneaky pick there, Brian. I like the value you got there. Well, we've got a slider. I'm very surprised. I think usually the captain, the number one seed for Halloween candy, and it is my personal one, so I'm very happy you did not take this, Brian, but it's got to be the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I'm a lover. I found out Tommy Yarish today, also obsessed with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, eats them at a ridiculously disgusting pace. I'd like to go toe-to-toe. I know Reg did this a year ago, maybe 2 years ago on KNC, like how many Reese's could you eat? Maybe it was 5-10 minutes. I'll put my fat ass to the test.
I believe in you.
I think I can crush them.
And your fat ass, how many do you think you, like what do
no,
you?
No. We're not, you know, McFlurrying this thing.
No, okay. I'm not talking about a funneling situation. I'm talking about, no. I'm just wondering like just how like, many do you think you could put down?
In how many minutes?
We'll give you 5 good minutes.
5 good minutes. I think I'm going to go 30.
Oh. 30.
You think I overshot
30,
it?
30 cups.
The normal size ones or the
5 minutes?
Normal size.
So that would
I mean I think
minutes.
At least 20. I want
15 bags.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Unless you go king size?
That's what I'm saying.
That's a lot and I'm going to feel disgusting, but I like to push myself.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think that is extremely impressive.
You think 5 minutes? You think I put it too high?
No, I think you're good.
I think you're expecting marathon
really,
numbers in a sprint.
I really do. I think you're awesome.
I think the amount I can do. I don't. Yeah. It's what I worry about is the time.
Yeah,
I'm not a speed eater.
Right. That's kind of a speed race if you're going 5 minutes. But that's impressive, and that is definitely. That's a goat candy. That's like the Michael. That's the Michael Jordan of.
I'm very happy
candies.
I got that with my top pick there.
That is dominating every poll, and it's timeless.
All right, Eric.
My number one pick at 3 overall. Have you guys seen the Reese's? Now this doesn't count, right? It's a different iteration. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Collision Course. With Oreos.
Okay. Is that a candy that people put in the bag?
I would think this year.
Why do you have to go cute with it, dude?
And
why can't you just be traditional?
And you wonder why we jack with your games with the, like, oh, let's guess the spread. Why?
Oh, you guys do that because you don't have any integrity. That's
Lucius, he forfeited his pick. Lucius, you're up third.
Do you guys even know what this is? This is a collision course.
This
is Serena Williams and LeBron James having a baby together. That's what this is.
It's a part-time candy. We're not going part-time.
This is not part-time. This is going to stand the test of time. This is unbelievable. Do you even know what this is?
Yeah, we've heard about it.
Okay, then what is it? Describe it. Describe what the Oreo Reese's is.
It's a Reese's that has Oreo in it.
Let's, like chunks of Oreo, inside bits of Oreo,
infused
into the peanut butter.
I think it's a great pick.
Why are you guys essing on my pick?
I just don't know that we're going to be able to do this next year for Halloween. Is this going to be on the shelves forever?
You think this is a flash in the pan candy?
I think it's a specialty item.
You think this is like a Peyton Hillis kind of 1 year pop up?
I think you guys are nuts.
This is going to revolutionize the sport.
I will walk around my neighborhood tonight and get candy. I guarantee you somebody will not put that in my bag.
And shame on your community. Shame on your neighborhood.
I live in a really nice neighborhood. I'm bragging about
my
neighborhood.
Rich.
Yeah, I'm rich.
Yeah.
I'm over here. Okay, I'm over in a great neighborhood.
Don't
Where we have real candy.
No, you have nothing but Werther's Originals in the senior home. Give me a break.
We do that.
That's what you guys are going to be dealing
with. Amazing candy, but it's part-time. Reese's Oreo don't count.
I blame you. I blame you, Wolchuk.
Why am I at fault here?
There was no rules. This was a lawless draft.
I didn't think I had to give rules, Eric. I thought the traditional Halloween candy is what we were doing, and nobody was going to be coloring outside the lines. I should have specifically had a gosh darn bracket that I put up for everybody to choose.
Blame
from
you, Woolchuck. Blame you for this.
My yeah. gosh.
Blame you.
Dang.
I don't blame
I hate
Eric.
You, Eric.
I don't blame Eric.
Oh, of course
Thanks,
you don't.
Brodus.
Of course
blame
you
Eric.
Don't blame Eric.
Nope, don't
He's
blame
the
him.
One that pulled this out of his rear.
817 with the analytics here on my
Way
number
to be that
one
guy.
Pick. Oreo Reese's, top three selling candy at Sam's this year.
Yes.
Yeah. For what?
I'm sure it
Halloween?
Is. Is it going to be around for 2026? Probably not.
Someone's telling me that it's like I'm the guy that's drafting a tight end in
yeah,
the first
dude,
round of a fantasy
like
draft. Are you kidding me? That's not. If that's a tight end, then that's the Brock Bowers collision course
we
with Rob
known.
Gronkowski.
We should have known when it was Eric, it's your pick. Right have up. You guys ever heard of? It's kind of the Reese's kind
I
of.
Mean,
a,
what do you just have specialty
I
items?
I slaved away on my big board. What are you talking about? That's the only specialty
up.
Item I got.
There's
don't
pick random crap.
Everything
There's,
else is par for the course. Sorry that you guys didn't understand there was a diamond in the rough player out there and you didn't scour
right.
the earth.
What's
okay?
this thing called?
I'm Donnie Nelson and I just selected Giannis Antetokounmpo.
No, we just have some couth about us and we just went ahead and stuck with the traditional candies.
What is this Reese's thing called again, Eric?
Next thing so you know,
you're
going to
write it down.
You're going to pick a damn Little Debbie or something. Yeah. You're going to go with like zebra cakes.
No. Reese's inner. What is this thing called again?
Reese's
Just
cookies.
Reese's Oreo mashup.
All right,
dude.
You got it, bro.
Reese's again, this is Serena and
it's
LeBron
right.
having a
board.
Child, and
it's
you're telling me it's so good. It's, he's so dominant
oh,
that I can't draft him number one.
It's a
traditional
holiday
candy.
Because
nobody ever has had that for Halloween before until yeah. maybe now. Maybe some kids are
now.
Doing it.
Yeah,
maybe,
it's happening.
Maybe they are. Maybe. Doubt it. All right, Lucius.
I would like to take the mini bags of the Haribo gummy bears.
Wow. Gummy
mini
bears,
bags of the Haribo good. Gummy bears.
That's you guys are crushing my board right now.
That's a
I had the
with
Crunch Bar
right there.
Yeah. I had Reese's regular, and of course I had the Haribo gummy
bears. And Lucius gets to pick this one again.
Yeah, Lucius pick. Is yeah, always the biggest competition with these.
You get to double up.
I get double back.
You go
you
back
double
to back.
Back.
Double
okay.
back.
Snake draft style.
With the second pick in the draft, the Lucius Alexanders are going to go with. Airheads.
Airheads.
Oh.
Airheads. I actually didn't have Airheads on my board.
That comes out of left field.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color, Lucius?
The clear one. We have to guess.
Yeah, the mystery box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
You have to guess.
It's the white package, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are really good.
I vote we skip Chief on this round.
Damn.
Yeah, 9 for us is next pick. You're going to be picking Reese's Filled Oreos.
Let's go ahead and pull out the old big board.
Gosh, what other specialty candy came out
like
this year?
Mike Leach, you got it in a bar nap.
I'm going to go with a Dave's Double, maybe yeah. a Whataburger Triple yeah. Patty.
Have you guys ever heard
I had that
of
for
a,
Halloween one year.
Ever heard of a Frosty?
Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit?
Gentlemen, with my second pick in the 2025 Halloween Candy G-Bag Nation Draft, where I'm absolutely dominating, I'm going to select...
Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Starburst, jackholes.
Oh,
all right, that's fair.
Shout out to the pink.
You're drafting like the Patriots now.
You mean the team that went on a dynastic run?
I'm just saying, man.
You mean the team that found Tom Brady in the motherfreaking sixth
you're,
round?
You're drafting directional Wisconsin school right now is what you're doing.
Starburst is directional man. Wisconsin?
It is, bro. It is.
That is an all-time
that is
awful take, dude.
That is a get in the back.
Circle back in 3 years and watch out my players in All-Pro.
That's
Starburst? Are we crapping on? Are people crapping on Starburst now?
Starburst is great.
I mean, let's be honest
God.
About that. It considered your pantry till next summer.
That's
and
exactly
then, and then,
right.
And then guess what? Durability. It's still available. Consume it.
As a doorstop.
Bad take.
Zach, take a real care.
You guys are unbelievable on my Starburst take.
Starburst.
You guys
4-6 and Eric's probably going to take some artisan Godiva chocolate.
Hey,
with the pistachio, the ones that that every desk of a
the Rockefellers or whatever.
Like every single gas station now is promoting the inner green chocolate bar. I haven't tried it yet, but I bet it's fire.
Goodness gracious.
I bet it's fire.
Should have put it on my big board.
All right, give me peanut M&Ms.
All right. You missed out on a better M&M, but hey, it's your team, not mine.
No, we're not.
What, now you're going to tell me I can't take peanut butter M&Ms because you took the peanut M&M?
No, you can't because I'm peanut buttered out with my Reese's.
You are peanut buttered out. Give me Reese's Pieces coming back to you.
Ah, nice one, baby. See, that would have been one you could have taken.
Okay, so here's what was interesting today. The KNC Masterpiece.
Oh,
there's
whoa.
Chocolate? There's not any. I thought the coverage on the Reese's Pieces. I know it's an inner with the peanut butter.
Yeah.
I thought it was a sort of a chocolate shell.
No,
but I guess that's a ball sack.
That's a ball sack.
I honestly did not know that either. This is a toughie.
Starbursts are fire.
All right, you're back to back, BB. Give me the Kit Kat.
Oh, damn.
Kit Kat. Yeah. Give me a break. Talking to a professional drafter over here.
It's kind of the two. It's like the two for one kind of deal.
The Fighting Luciuses are on the phone now.
We're going to trade down.
I like what you're doing there, my man.
Wait, let's hear your team. Let's hear your roster.
Well, I took some like specialty chocolate candy that nobody's ever heard of.
No, you weren't smart enough to do that.
Nestle's Crunch, Reese's Pieces, and then the Kit Kat.
That's a good team. That's one of those solid teams. You don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl, but you feel like they're in contention.
Four of the eight picks will be in the Pro Bowl.
But they'll be like alternates. It'll be like a Tyler Huntley.
I got you. Zach, it's up to you.
All right. I've got Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Peanut M&Ms. I need some gummies here. Give me the Sour Patch Kids.
Lucius is really on the phone now.
Yep. I'm throwing pins and stuff now. Yeah. I'm looking at my scouts and everybody. What are we doing? Yep. What are we doing?
Damn! Oh, that's good. All right, Chief to you. Chief, you've taken...
What have I taken?
Reese's Oreo, and then you've taken the Starburst.
See, there's already some versatility to my lineup right now that I feel good about.
And like some made-up candy and then Starburst.
I think we're Bill Belichick getting fired on this one.
This is where it's tried this Reese's Oreo.
This is where you are touching tags a little bit.
You just like the sound of it.
If all I have to do is tell you that, again, Serena and LeBron had a kid, you don't have to scout that guy. You just draft him. It's DNA. It's a DNA selection.
Like Pat Surtain II. You knew he was going to be a
badass. You're right, Eric. You're so right. You're really right.
I appreciate that. Okay. This is tough because now this is where you start to really split hairs and decide what does your roster need. Like, do you start drafting for need now?
You've already drafted that with pick one.
No, that was a generational talent.
I think
that
Starburst
I took.
is a big reach.
Okay. Crunch bar number one.
Yeah, you did the story.
Just give me your
reach
damn pick.
D's. I'm going to go with the tried and true, always there for you. Like the Zach Martin of candy.
Milky Way. Go for it.
Hershey's Almond Bar.
I like that.
I had the Hershey's Almond
on the board. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, you kind of rallied a little bit.
I stayed
bit
true to my board here. I damn near went, well, I can't give you my players, but you'll find out.
Give it to us, Jerry. Show us.
Why don't you wave in front?
Flash the board.
All right, Lucius, back to back.
Lucius is going to.
Yeah, I'll do it back to back. I'm just going to two randoms, too, right here.
Okay.
With the third pick in Lucius Alexander's draft. Going with the Whoppers.
Oh, Whoppers.
Whoppy toppy.
Whoppers. Whoppers are good.
Going with the Whoppers, bro. Number three.
Never been mad about them.
No.
Yeah. I mean, they're good.
And we're going to double up on a hidden player in the draft.
Ooh.
A lot of people been staying away from him. Got a bad reputation, but we believe in him. I'm going to go with Almond Joys.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay. Almond Joy.
I feel about him, but I'm sure other people are going to love that you selected that.
I feel like when the prospects came out, you're like, I don't know about this guy. And then he came in for a visit.
He showed up.
You were like, you know what?
Yeah, hat in hand.
I like the cut of his jib.
Yeah.
Almond Joy. So Lucius has got his team.
Lucius has, is it the Haribo?
I got the Haribo gummy pack, the Airheads, Almond Joys, and Whoppers.
Well done.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good draft.
Solid team. All right, Eric, your final pick.
Wow, I'm already down here.
What's going to come from left field? Way left field.
I got donuts, bro.
How about this delicious Bluebell ice cream? I'm going to go with Andy's frozen custard here.
That'd be a damn good
pick. You guys ever tried cheesecake?
The molten chocolate lava from Chili's, please.
So I have the Reese's Oreo, tried and true dominant. Yeah. I have the Hershey's Almond Bar and the Starburst. The only thing I'm missing now is just a hint, a touch of sauce, soft caramel.
Go get a bit of honey.
Give me the golden foil with the delicious caramel chocolate inside. Rolos are my final selection.
Rolos.
Some Depression era candies.
Wow. Rolos aren't still getting it done?
Yeah, you go to a movie and you see those, you're like, gosh, I'm broke, but not that broke.
You're out of your damn mind. Wow.
Candy's not good for you anyway, you know?
Wow. I don't even want candy.
I don't even want candy, man.
You guys are wild. The freaking Rolos are incredible.
Goodness gracious, there's so many great options now here on the board.
The Rolos are not a great pocket candy, and we understand that about our player, but we're going to put those players in positions to succeed.
Here we go.
There's a lot of stars left. I got a lot of love for the Nerds clusters, but I just took the Sour Patch Kids. There's one candy that is, there's really two that are just sitting there and they're staring right in the face at me.
I got one. Do I have another pick or that's my squad?
You're done.
I think this is it.
Yeah, you got your trade up.
You want my pick?
Got your next draft, kid. I get you in free agency, son.
I got to go free agency. I got to go Twix.
You're going with the Twix?
Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's good.
I was on the phone.
I thought about another
one. I was
one.
On the phone.
I thought about the Snickers, but I'm going to go with the Twix.
Gosh, I knew you were going to do that.
Mel Kiper is absolutely applauding you right now. That was the Shedeur Sanders of
the
draft.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Fell and fell, and he's been bitching about it the whole time.
Just been lingering. How in the world is nobody taking the Twix?
I'm going to finish this draft off with the Hershey Kisses.
Oh, little Hershey Kiss.
Game. Wow, swing and a miss for who? What do we call that one? The final pick,
yeah, Mr. Irrelevant.
Hershey's Kiss.
Snickers, no Butterfinger.
Butterfinger went undrafted.
Unbelievable.
I'm picking him up in free agency though.
Milky Way.
Who was last on your board? Like who is the last man out on your board?
Snickers.
It's Butterfinger.
Is Butterfinger for you?
Yeah.
Lucius, on your board.
Butterfinger. Yeah.
All right. So the final tallies here. Brian, Nestle Crunch, Reese's Pieces, Kit Kat, and Hershey's Kisses. I've got the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Peanut M&M's, Sour Patch Kids, and Twix. Eric Ciafala with the Reese's Oreo mashup, Starburst, Hershey's Almond, Rolos, and Lucius Alexander with the Haribo Gummies, Airheads, Whoppers, and Almond Joys. 877-881-1053. Who do you think had the best draft?
Just go 1, 2, 3, or 4. That's 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's the order of operations.
Put your number in there. 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Let's hit a Friday news dump, shall we?
Yeah, we prep our bodies for the football weekend and, well, other things.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's time for the Friday News Dump here in the G-Bag Nation. Segment brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. We crosstalk with Fan After Dark, Blake Elliott, and the three-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold, here in just a few minutes. But let's go ahead and send you into the week with the news that is most important for your weekend. Now, Wolchuk, do we have draft grades? Have we gotten them in here? Do we know what the status is? Who won? Really, who came in second? Because we know that I nailed it. Do we feel like there is a real champion?
Well, I've just tweeted it out, but we've got 1, 2, 4, 3 in that order from the 972. 580 said that they loved your first pick. Got the Oreo and the Reese. Top notch. I had the best overall draft, followed by Lucius and Brian.
Oh.
And I didn't even throw Chico Stick in there, bro. Oh, Chico Stick is a mean summer gun, dog.
Chico Stick's getting some love here, too.
Let's go.
469 put you in the rear there, Eric.
Wow.
But 989 did say
Happy
Rolo.
Happy Halloween to you, bro.
Yeah, man.
Well done.
Surprise, surprise.
Rolo was the best pick in the draft. But we'll see what the Twitters decide. No Skittles, no Twizzlers, or Red Vines. Embarrassing.
All right.
But a lot of people, they're back in the Woolly Bully here. And I do appreciate that. Some people are voting for Eric. I think they just want to troll. Brian wins, but y'all suck for leaving Snickers out from the 214.
Yeah.
Y'all are sleeping on the Twix. 817.
The
like
Twix
Lucius's
was picked.
Draft.
You picked it. Didn't you pick the Twix?
Yeah, I did. It went in the fourth round. It went in the fourth round. So we'll see what Twitter says. We do have news, though, about Anthony Davis. I don't know if you saw this, Eric. Were you going to get to this? But he has suffered a low-grade left calf strain.
Oh, geez.
So he is going to miss at least the next two games and then be reevaluated.
Yeah, that reevaluation will bleed into December. You heard it here first.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you at all.
You can't play games with that. These Achilles are ridiculous, especially for him, his age, that size, the durability issues already. Come on, dude. No, but he had two issues, right? He came in with the double Achilles situation.
Not
so
good.
That is frustrating. That is frustrating. Okay, here in the news dump, let's go ahead and address a handful of things. I mean, aren't we all excited for Bills Chiefs? We have no Cowboys game on Sunday. Like, what is the game that is most important to you on Sunday with the Cowboys playing on Monday night? How could it not be Bills and Chiefs? And now the Chiefs are going to be without Isaiah Pacheco. So maybe Preshard Smith, SMU zone, becomes a little bit more of a focal point. I think he's had like maybe one game where they really used him. But he could be a guy this weekend. Maybe you stream him in fantasy, something like that. Catch some balls. But Bills and Chiefs are going to be where I'm most excited right now. And the thing I love about Mahomes now is he's back to doing the off-script, oh my gosh, plays where he's letting the play develop, break down, and it's like after 4 seconds. After 4 seconds in the NFL is usually just like a death sentence when you look at the metrics on quarterbacks when they hold the ball that long, but not for Mahomes. He's been rocking and rolling that way. And that's what we were accustomed to some years ago before they got just super efficient and quick passing game. But now he's back to being the guy that can go off script and make the big plays. Their offensive line's been incredible as well. Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Juwan Taylor, those guys really playing high-level football. So, I don't know, do you guys have a
Trey Taylor, contractor.
and him as well. Do you guys have a feel on that one? You guys want to make a pick on that game?
Yeah, I'm going to take Kansas City.
You're going to take Kansas City.
I know that usually Josh Allen wins in the regular season, but I think he's going to take the L this year and then come back around and win in the postseason.
Oh, all right. Ooh. Super Bowl prediction.
The metrics are saying that the Bills' defense has allowed the sixth fewest yards per attempt at 5.4 and the third lowest completion percentage at 67.9 on quick passes this season, recording two interceptions. This is kind of Mahomes in that quick game, right? I mean, it's going for him right now, he's the quickest. He's been throwing the ball at 2.6 seconds. It's just the quickest right now in the NFL and the quickest during his career. So he's getting the ball out a lot faster. And it seems to be that kind of plays into the Buffalo Bills defense, that they're pretty good at defending those things.
Yeah, I mean, and he's developed that part of his game over the last few years where he's getting the ball out super quick, being the efficient, like, Tom Brady, Drew Brees kind of version of himself. But now you do have the elements of him hanging on to it, buying time, and making big-time plays off script. So it's kind of the best of both worlds right now when it comes to Kansas City. We'll see what the Pacheco injury does to them, but I am super stoked for that game. Now, as it pertains to the Cowboys game, we mentioned this earlier, but there's now some signs pointing to no Kyler Murray and instead Jacoby Brissett once again playing. So open portion of practice to the media. You had Jacoby Brissett taking the majority of his snaps during
they do
the
have
individual
an extra day.
Portion. They do have the extra day, no question. Kyler Murray was thrown to the backup receivers, and everybody's kind of speculating now that it might be Jacoby Brissett. So we'll see. I don't know. Maybe that'll come up to be in like a game time decision, or we'll have more clarity by the time we get to the show on Monday. We'll be broadcasting live from AT&T Stadium. Looking forward to that. But certainly something to consider there. You also have, from an injury standpoint, look at this from the Niners. Brock Purdy, questionable for Sunday with the toe issue. He's not going to start. Mac Jones will start. But Purdy, I guess, is going to be suited up and could be available in the game.
Interesting.
It's just kind of a weird dynamic.
If he can play, why wouldn't you start him?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I don't know.
Same thing they did with
McCarthy?
No, with Beebe. Oh, yeah. Beebe was ready. I mean, Stephen Jones told you he was real close. That was a coach's decision right there. Jeez. I don't know why you would not do that, but here we are.
Coaches do weird stuff, man.
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah.
And then you have Arch Manning as he's going to be a true game time decision for tomorrow's outing in Austin versus Vanderbilt. And so we look forward to a big college football weekend. The Hurricanes come to SMU.
I was doing work at the Star today. Some Hurricane fans walking around with their gear.
Oh, nice.
Taking the tour of
I wonder how many Cane fans will be here in the Metroplex. That's a good call.
There was probably six or seven of them when I was doing work over there today.
Yeah, it's a big time thing for out of towners to swing through the Star and give it a look-see.
Give it a look-see.
It's a pretty unique venue. Now,
have a good look-see.
Into the world of basketball, Wembanyama continues to be a total monster. You have the Spurs now undefeated. Best start in the history.
They 5-0?
Best start that the Spurs have ever had to a season. They play ridiculous defense.
Unbelievable.
What he's able to do where he's blocking a shot and then taking it coast to coast and going for the finish.
I mean, if he can stay healthy, he legit has a chance to be possibly the best player ever.
I could not agree more. He
can do things that nobody in the history of planet Earth can do on a basketball court.
Like, he is the one seed for ultimate cheat code in any sport.
Yeah, I mean, watch in health. And I hope that as much as I can't stand the Spurs, I hope that he can stay healthy because he is a gift to watch.
He had 27, 18 rebounds, 6 assists, and 5 blocks last night.
He's unreal. I mean, I don't know how you guard him.
Over the last 25 years, only two players have had a 5-game stretch averaging 30 or more points, 14 or more rebounds, and 4 or more blocks per game. It's Wemby to start this season. And then, of course, in true Spurs fashion, Tim Duncan in 2002.
Wow.
Just a very, very fortunate franchise. So, he's a marvel to watch. I mean, I hate that he's on the Spurs, but he's becoming appointment television at this point. And you can just see the frustration on the opposing players' faces. It's like, I can't do anything. He can block my shot from anywhere.
And it's year 3, so I think that's good. Maybe Cooper, give him some time, and then eventually, hopefully by year 3, he's also ready to dominate the NBA.
Okay, elsewhere here in the news dump, we have MTV canceling their bread and butter show.
Damn. I couldn't believe they were doing this. Couldn't believe it.
Ridiculousness has been canceled by MTV.
It's all that's on most of the time.
It is.
Really?
It is like 80% of the channel. I don't know where they're going to pivot, but Rob Dyrdek.
Did they actually play music?
I didn't know, though, that they were still filming new episodes.
Huh.
I thought it was all reruns that they were just replaying.
Well, I think majority of it, when you're flipping on, it's probably a rerun, more than likely. But no, yeah, they've definitely been. I mean, it's been almost 2,000 episodes.
Wow.
46 seasons. And it's one of those shows that just never gets old. It's an all-time, just put it on, and who cares? Like, when you can't figure out what you want to watch, like, especially during the non-heavy sports times, summertime, ridiculousness. Me and my wife can sit there and watch it for hours. It is freaking fantastic. Rob Deer and Deer Deck's amazing.
Chanel West Coast.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
And she's aging like a fine wine.
My old lady hates her.
Do you like to laugh?
I love everything about her. I don't even hear what she's saying sometimes. It's usually on mute. I'm just looking at her.
I'm just waiting for
that's
those
actually
teeth.
A good point. Yeah,
looking for that teeth to come out.
Bro, when she got hit with the dodgeballs or whatever,
oh my God.
Like, she starts crying because she got absolutely smoked.
Isn't she making music? Is that her thing now?
Something like that.
That's probably not good.
Yeah, I saw her at a Dallas club years ago. I'm trying to remember what, maybe Plush
they
or
had
something
you out there
like that.
That club out?
No, I just was there.
You get a number, bro?
That was back with the buzz cut and the earrings.
Didn't get a chance to
shot my shot.
Didn't get a chance to shoot. $32 million a year, though, is what Rob Dyrdek was making doing that show. I mean, wowzers,
dude.
But I'm gonna miss it, man. I really am. I mean, I guess they will still keep.
Yeah,
the old episodes.
He's got to be getting royalties for the test of time.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. They're just not going to be making new ones, but I haven't read that they are still going to play the reruns, which are still epic. So just goodbye to Rob Dyrdek and ridiculousness. That's a huge bummer. Okay, now we also have a couple of cool news items. The first of which, you guys like Taco Bell, right?
Yeah, of course.
Opening their first Live Mas Cafe in Dallas on November 6th.
What, is it selling coffee now?
It's going to be, it's on Mockingbird, and it's over 30 specialty drinks, like refrescas and churro chillers.
It's like McDonald's McCafe idea, or
yeah,
whatever.
I
they
guess
do
so.
The McSees, whatever
I guess
the hell
so.
It was, Cosmics, I don't know.
Seems like it's going to be a drink specialty kind of situation.
Yeah. Just terrible.
Churro chiller sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that
exactly
means.
I drink coffee. That's what I'm saying. It could be terrible.
I guess if it's good, people are going to go. But I just don't think you're not thinking Taco Bell for drinks.
Yeah.
Other than the Baja Blast.
And they're making, I saw too, they're making like Baja Blast pies.
Oh, it might be lazy.
We're doing a lot, man.
I don't know.
We're doing a lot.
I don't know if anybody
just make those soft tacos that we enjoy. You know, every once in a while, you know,
throw some rum and tequila in it. People might show up.
Chalupas, you know, make those. Those are good.
Yeah, Baja Blast pie is a thing. So I don't know.
Like, yeah, occasional. You know.
All right.
I mean, I'll
burrito,
give it a shot.
Just throw a burrito in there.
Wouldn't you give it a try?
Mm-mm. Absolutely.
Probably not.
You better bring us some of these Oreo
little gut bomb
Reese's
situation. I will. I'll bring those. I'll bring the Oreo Reese's, the number one pick, and a future perennial Halloween candy.
Sounds very Dawson-like. Yeah. Oh, I brought my daughter made cookies for you guys, and I ate all 20 of them before you got them here.
Speaking of candy.
I was stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have traffic numbers as well. Did you guys see DFW drivers spent 69 hours in traffic last year?
I believe it. Of course,
believe it.
4% more than the year before. Yeah. DFW drivers spend an average of 6.8 hours a day in traffic. That just seems ridiculous.
6.8?
You're like 3.5 hours each way in traffic?
It's because everybody's moving out of town.
And here, you mean? Yeah. Like they're moving here?
Well, they work in town maybe and having to live outside of town.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
I guess.
They're having to make those drives.
That just seems nuts to me. I don't know if I could actually.
Bro,
I don't know if I could do that.
How much do you drive around?
Well, I drive a lot, but with our time slot, I don't have to. Like if we did the midday show, if I had to be here by 10 a.m. And really by like 8 a.m. to get stuff done. Yeah, that's when the traffic situation would be bad. For us, fortunately, I don't necessarily have to worry about the actual traffic. It's just
we got to figure out the new place here coming up, don't we?
Yeah, that's going to be next Thursday.
It's
going to
be good
for
you and I think, Brian.
Yeah,
how about this from a candy standpoint? Headline reads, Kourtney Kardashian is selling.
That's the one, by the way, right? That's the one. It's the older one?
Yeah, that's the older one.
Yeah, Chef's Kiss. Chef's Kiss right there, bro.
Headline reads, Kourtney Kardashian is selling lollipops that promote vagina health.
Yes. Absolutely. Great. This is good.
Okay.
Good news.
So, these are badge suckers.
Are they up?
Whoa.
You call lollipop suckers.
You do. So this has the
flavor. You waited until 6:40. We were having a great show up until.
Were we, though?
We really were.
I think it has been a great show.
I think everybody was
that.
Doing
was
a great
like a
job.
Mail it in Friday.
Minus that one pick of yours.
6:42, you've got to just.
Jeez. I mean, what's the problem? I mean, it's just. I'm just reading the news. It's a Friday news dump.
Yeah.
Like, how could I not send the great DFW Tolo public into the weekend knowing that they could. Changed the life of their wife.
Did you go through it and decide, oh, this is a good story today?
Did you taste those?
The probiotic.
Probiotic. Okay, it's a little boo-boo.
Prevents the risk of an unhealthy vaginal microbiome.
Okay.
Microbiome.
Yeah, pineapple flavored.
Yeah.
Fights off the yeasties and the bacterialies.
Good.
Okay.
And chronic vaginosis.
And you eat these?
You do, yeah, with your mouth.
Okay,
yeah, let's start there.
It's like Susie.
Let's start there.
It's not a tampon.
Is our gal Susie yeah. Wallman going to promote these in the Yankee booth?
oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, my goodness gracious. They're fantastic.
They're
it's clean down there, too.
They're called Lemmyperds.
That Boomer Esiason went after her on that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's probably ordering them up for her right now. Find them at Target.
Yeah, what do you say? Get some Vagisil or something, lady?
Yeah.
Dog, Boomer.
Yum, yum.
Jeez.
So just something to what consider flavors? If you're looking for some candies.
Nah, that's good, man.
Your wife.
They need to pass them out in the clubs.
Yeah. Closing
You need to focus on your vagina health, please, ladies.
I mean, this is just a crazy invention.
Just a PSA.
Please.
Who knows if it actually works, but we'll
find
out.
Sure, why not?
I'm sure they taste good.
Yeah.
All right, we crosstalk with the Fan After Dark next to the Nation.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If only you could be in the room here during Crosstalk as Chris Arnold, the three-time Hall of Famer, in for Fred Davis. As gotcha. Fred is watching his kiddo in Kansas play high school football in the playoffs. We got the fan phenom Blake Elliott. Did they name a new fan phenom, Blake?
I didn't get word of it.
Okay. Not yet.
I don't know who. I mean, you guys make it sound like the options for that.
It seemed like when they've named him, when Blake won it, he had to wait till the World Series was over.
Yeah. Gavin wants to make sure.
We blamed it on the Rangers, but it seemed like it's the World Series.
All right, so we've been talking a lot of Mavs here, and you, CA, have made me feel a little, you usually do, I should probably just, when I'm ready to jump off the maps cliff, I should probably just call you and say, like, okay, why should I not jump off the bandwagon? CA, where right now, your thoughts on the AD news?
The AD news, for those who don't know, he's going to miss the next two games. He's got a lower calf strain, a mild calf strain. We'll find out. My whole deal about AD is you knew what you got when you traded for him. So I don't get on the roller coaster with that, okay? I expect him to be healthy whenever he's healthy. But that's not even what I'm looking at. I'm looking at what everybody was concerned about with, they don't look like, what were you saying? They don't look like, they're parts that don't
fit. Yeah, I just feel like you got a lot of talent, but right now it just seems like you've got pieces that don't really gel together. Like you're trying to figure out how to make this all work right now.
And I said, the way I look at it, it reminds me of when the Mavericks traded for Kyrie Irving. And everybody's like, oh, it's a terrible move. And then you watched it play out and you're like, this is awful. He and Luka were like, no, you should. Oh, I thought that was just, and they didn't even make the playoffs. And everybody said, it's a mess. It's not going to work. And less than a year later, they're the NBA Finals playing against Boston. So my point is, sometimes these things, you have to let them play out. Again, my personal thought at the end of the season was the solution for waiting on Kyrie is Brandon Williams, which is why they gave B. Will a real contract. He's not Kyrie. He's a Kyrie starter kit. He plays exactly like him. He doesn't have the exact same skill set, but his style is the same way. He's a ball handler. He penetrates to the bucket, which makes the defense collapse, and he can kick it out to anybody. He's not Kyrie, though. At the same time, he got hurt in training camp, so the fans who are watching for this season, they haven't seen what he can do until you saw it the other night when he scored 20 points. I mean, he did everything he did last year.
Yeah.
And it made everything work, didn't it? So that being said, even when LeBron and Chris Bosh went to Miami to join Dwayne Wade, it took a month before they even looked right. And they wound up going to the finals that year. I'm not saying the Mavericks going to the finals. I'm not saying that they're fixed. I'm just saying in this day of instant gratification, it's hard for anybody to be patient. So I'm not mad at any of y'all.
What do we have coming up on the show?
I mean, this is probably one of my shows that I've been looking forward to the most of the year because it's my favorite holiday. So we're going to keep it Halloween themed at 7:20. No, who scares you in this matchup versus the Cardinals? And keep it spooky. We're obviously going to get into all the audio from Steven and Jerry today. At 9:20, we're opening up the telephone lines. Tolo's on the telephone. If you got any Halloween plans, if you're hanging out, listen to us, let us know.
Shout out to Rolette from last night.
Shout out to Rolette. We've been getting some great calls as of late, so hopefully we can keep that going. 9:40, CA Stories. I think the CA Story is going to be Halloween spooky edition. Nice.
Yes, it's the Halloween theme. In fact, I'll tease it. The time I took rock star Tommy Lee to a Halloween party.
Let's
make it even juicier. It was a K104 Halloween party.
Oh, yes.
Man, y'all did it big.
Man.
So we'll have all that juicy stuff at 10 o'clock. We got our resident stars reporter, Trevor Beck. And so he'll give us a little stars update as well as Mike Maddox not returning to the Rangers. We'll talk about that at 10. And then at 10:20, Blake It or Leave It is making a comeback. Thanks to you guys, I did some brainstorming, little horror sports theme.
That's what
we want to run away from. You know, Wimby, a Slender Man, stuff like that.
Okay.
So we'll be having Trevor and CA figure out their Blake It or Leave It five people that they would choose. So should be exciting.
Man, Trevor with his lollipop back there, sucker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
I wonder if that's the Kourtney Kardashian sucker.
That is.
Don't say it, bro.
I'm not going to say it.
Don't say it. Right?
It definitely looks like one.
Well, we'll be listening, fellas. Thank you so much. Happy Halloween for Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, another 5 hours flawless. Eric Chiafalo, Carter Freeman, the General. Gavin Dawson will be back with us on Monday. I'm Zach Wolchuk. Until then, hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.